With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Scary moments early Monday when a cargo aircraft skidded off a Hong Kong runway, went into the sea. Two people are dead. They were both on the ground, though, in an airport ground vehicle. Four people on board the plane were rescued. Meanwhile, an investigation is underway. Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says President Trump has proven the so-called experts wrong about the Middle East.
In the mainstream media, in the universities, all had these assumptions that were totally proven wrong. For example, you can't make peace between Israel and an Arab country unless you first create a Palestinian state. Wrong. The way you end the war in Gaza is by pressuring Israel and cutting off arms supplies and military aid to Israel. Wrong.
House Majority Leader Steve Scalise says President Trump's Middle East peace plan is the initial phase of a very comprehensive strategy.
When they rebuild Gaza, it's got to be a different leadership structure. You can't have a terrorist organization that takes the money, literally starves the Palestinian people. And remember, it was Hamas that was starving the Palestinian people, taking that, selling the food to build tunnels and to create terrorist networks to go kill Jews. That has to end.
Afghanistan and Pakistan say they will respect a ceasefire mediated by Turkey and Qatar. Now, the truce goes into effect immediately and is intended to pause hostilities in the region. Violence has escalated between the neighbors since earlier this month, each country saying they're simply responding to aggression from the other side. College football rankings are out. Ohio State still on top. Indiana number two. Texas A&M in three. At four, it is Alabama, and Georgia holds down number five. This is SRN News. A new poll asking churchgoers about social issues.
It's a joint venture of the Family Research Council and Arizona Christian University, and it reveals that only 43% of people who regularly attend worship services identify as pro-life, down from 63% in 2023. Just 46% of respondents accept the definition of family as being limited to one man and one woman, married with children. FRC spokesman David Clausen says, quote, "Confusion inside the church is not primarily a political problem, it's a discipleship problem." Michael Harrington reporting.
Small congregation in a remote Alaska town now has a church building thanks to help from Samaritan's Purse. Hundreds of volunteers from the Christian Relief Agency helped construct the Lake Clark Bible Church in Port Allsworth over the summer. It was dedicated this month with a visit from Franklin Graham himself. This is SRN News. Authorities investigating the death of a rail conductor who was hit by a passing train in Montana. NTSB says conductor worked for Burlington Northern Santa Fe. Hospitals and doctors' offices inviting singers and musicians to help patients manage their pain.
No one is suggesting a catchy song can completely eliminate serious pain, but music's ability to help manage and reduce pain is getting more attention. In fact, several recent studies have suggested that listening to music can either reduce the perception of pain or enhance a person's ability to tolerate it. The key is letting patients choose the music and encouraging active listening. Scientists say one aspect of music's power is simple distraction. It can also help to reduce a patient's isolation and anxiety. Bob Agnew reporting.
Major thievery Sunday in Paris. Thieves have pulled off a heist at the Louvre. More details, srnnews.com.